What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from John in Phoenix. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, hello, Mike, unemployed psychologist. I was just reading that 78% of people who get their mercury fillings taken out and get them replaced with plaster or something more safe feel an increase in their health, both mentally and physically. I'm wondering why that's not being covered, but psychotropic drugs are.
Well, I think the reason is because they don't want to officially acknowledge that mercury fillings were a problem to begin with, or you're going to be seeing a lot of lawsuits filed against a lot of dentists and the manufacturers of those filling amalgams.
I didn't think about that. All right, well, I thank you for your time. Send my love to Claire. You have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. It is a sobering thought that very often when they discover that something that has been in use for a long time is causing harm, they'll very slowly try and fade it out of usage, but at the same time saying, no, there's no problem, in order to not have large corporations sued. And a good example of that, of course, would be the vaccine industry or other dangerous pharmaceuticals or various other products that have turned out to be less than wonderful. They'll just sort of fade them away and hope nobody notices. Try and avoid those lawsuits here. Now then, over in France, as you know, they're coming up on some eventual legislative elections following the presidential election. And apparently, France's equivalent of AIPAC has managed to force a second candidate out of the French legislative election for expressing support for Palestinian rights and international law. So if you're going to be screaming about one country meddling in the politics of another country, we ought to focus on the one that seems to do more of it than anybody else. Apparently, Italy is now considered the biggest threat to the continuance of the European Union right now. They dodged a bullet with France. But apparently, Nandini Ramakrishnan, global market analyst at JP Morgan Asset Management, said that Italy is the biggest current threat to the Eurozone. And apparently it has to do with not so much an Italian exit, but the severe strain on Italy's economy and its banking system. We know they've been having a lot of problems with it. And again, one of the issues, when you start linking economies together, they are all basically hostage to each other in terms of an accident in one area can wreck them all. And that's always been one of my biggest arguments against globalism, because national borders serve the same function as fireproof doors in a building or watertight hatches in a ship. They contain an accident. If you have a fire in an office, the fireproof doors keep it from spreading. If you have a leak inside a compartment of a ship, the watertight hatches prevent it from spreading to other compartments. And that's the way it's supposed to work. But if you prop open the fire doors and the watertight hatches, it may seem things are better. You can get around faster, get more work done, but then the first fire that shows up consumes the entire building. The first leak sinks the entire ship. And the same is true with an economy. All of this rush to global economic synchronization results in one large system that is vulnerable to a catastrophe, as opposed to separate functioning economies where if one goes down, the others are still in good shape, can step on in and provide some support. It was because of economic globalism that the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud on Wall Street triggered a crisis in Europe. But apparently they did not learn from that. The globalists still want one world government, one giant private central bank to hold us all as debt slaves for the rest of eternity. We're going to take another phone call. Rob in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was thinking about something with the Seth Rich murder. Now, new information came out about him actually surviving and not dying on the scene, that he was taken to the hospital, that he was
yes.
surgery was performed on him. Okay. Now, remember they did state that they were going to, in that WikiLeaks email, that John Podesta said we were going to make an example out of this person and out of the leaker. Now, you can call it a conspiracy stretch, but when he was shot, he was only shot two or three times. One was supposedly an entry-exit wound, so he only had two bullets. Now, somebody's trying to kill somebody, I don't think they're going to just shoot him once in the back or whatever in a non-critical area. To me, it could potentially be that they shot him, wanted him to be discovered, taken to the hospital, and then feel like he was going to recover. And then they say, okay, you think you're safe in the hospital, and then they arranged to kill him in the hospital. So they had enough ability to conspire with a hospital to do that. That sure sounds like a real good way to send out a message. But
well, there are two problems with that. First of all, you can't send out that message without basically admitting that's what you did. And since I'm a fan of Occam's razor, I tend to think that that he was shot with small caliber guns to try and keep the sound down, maybe even been shot with silencers, and they were in a rush, they were in a panic. He'd apparently put up some kind of a fight because there were defensive wounds on his arms and other contusions. So they may have shot him and simply botched it. They didn't hit a critical target because they were using small caliber weapons. But again, the simplest explanation is often the best. And to be very clear, the Podesta email said that he wanted to make an example of a leaker, even if they didn't really have a strong case that they were a leaker. But that was the attempt to send out the message to everybody else working for Hillary and the DNC. Right. And we know now that Hillary had bugged the computers of her own staff. I mean, that's how paranoid she was. So Seth Rich, would have had to have been extraordinarily careful about what he was doing because he was probably enough of an IT expert to know that there was spyware on all the campaign-provided laptops.
Right. Well, either way, it's obviously the discovery of all this stuff is coming out. It's just whether or not there's enough people out there to have it matter. That can make an effective change on things or become evidentiary, because as we see, the FBI is still compromised as far as, being able to actually have a legitimate discovery of all evidence and prosecution of people that deserve it.
Well, unfortunately, we have a government right now that is scared for its very existence, and so they figure anything that they do to keep these scandals hidden is justified in terms of their own personal survival. So they're sticking with the official conclusion that it was a botched robbery, and they don't need to look anymore. And the corporate media is absolutely out there trying to scream that anybody who thinks Seth Rich was the DNC leaker and that was why he was killed is just a wide-eyed kook conspiracy theorist. And if you look at, they're attacking Newt Gingrich and Sean Hannity, who are people who have a great deal of stature going into this thing, and they're out there just saying, "Oh, these people, they're wackos, they're nutcases." And of course, for anybody who understands the corporate media is not about the truth. The fact that they are on the attack is sending a signal. There is something there that is still being hidden. And again, from the point of view of the establishment, they're seeing their survival, their perpetuation, under serious threat from the collapsing confidence and faith and trust of the American people. And so at this point, they don't want anything else to come on out that's going to remind the American people that, yes, assassination for political gain is still a reality in America today, and that the corporate media and the government are still lying to the American people, despite the recent string of embarrassments. They're unrepentant. They haven't learned from their mistakes. They don't understand that they can't go on just lying their way through the American people like they have for the last century.
Well, they are acting like a cornered animal right now, which, you know, they're doing.
They are
lashing out in ridiculous manners, and obviously, you know, now, it's the greatest power struggle of all time right now.
Oh, yeah, they've declared open war on the independent media. They were trying to tarnish us with this ridiculous arm of Russian propaganda story. That's caused quite a bit of harm. Our server, we're getting as many DOS attacks now as we did just before the general election. They are. They're acting like they're panicking, and they don't know what to do.
Yes, and I'm seeing it on the replays of your show and John's show. I've been meaning to talk to John about this, is that when you go back for a replay, I mean, your show especially, Mike, you sound like you are slowed down to from, you know, a third of your speed of talking, and it's, you know, it's garbled sometimes. And I'm not sure that could potentially just be me, because I've earned a special place on the list. You know, I don't know. I haven't. That's why I wanted to talk to John about it, see if he's had any other.
It's hard to know right now. If you're on AT&T, they've had apparently one of their main fiber trunks got cut somehow, and so AT&T is having serious problems today. And of course, Spectrum still can't get their act together, So you don't know if you're dealing with nefarious intent or just the fact that our society is in a stage of collapse, and that includes the IT infrastructure.
Well, here's an example of why I feel it is actually an attack on you guys or your information, is because your playback will be garbled and slowed down, but I can go back on RBN and I can go listen to John's show, the National Intel Report, or Vince's show, or any of the other shows, and again, sporadically, it's John's show, and, you know, so, you know, again, I'm not really, it's not like a rhyme or reason, I haven't documented, taken the time to document it, but
okay.
Do know that,
you're
speaking the truth, sir.
Again, we know there's DOS attacks on my server. Sometimes they try and jam the BAM user fee, because I only get so many streams for what I pay them every month, and it could be that they're trying to jam the podcast as well. And it's not just me. They're doing it to a lot of people. I've been trading emails with a lot of the other patriots, truth activists, and they say they're getting exactly the same thing, just trying to find some way to shut them down. And if it isn't through the computers, it's going after our advertisers, or trying to get the advertisers to plant malware on our readers' computers. I'm dealing with that issue right now. And I got to make a comment here. Online advertising is totally out of control. There are advertisers who are openly abusive of their customers and clients, and it does need to either self-police, or somebody's going to start saying it has to have regulation the way advertising on corporate media does. All right, well, listen, Rob, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. We're going to take another call from International Rabbit, but again, the rules are one call per person per day, but I'm going to let you go on this one because I think you got some information for us. What's on your mind?
Bonjour. I just found out that information, stumbled across it, about the Bilderbergers. It's going to be in Chantilly, Virginia this year, June 1st through the 4th.
Okay.
And that's all I've got.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. Chantilly, Virginia, starting first part of June, which is just, a week away here. All right. We're going to switch over to Joey in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm trying to follow this bouncing ball with this Seth Rich thing. Nobody seems to be bringing up the end result, where the ER doctor said that after they pulled all the bullets out of him, he was in good shape. But then the police came in and chased everybody out of the IOC room.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he died. How come nobody's following up on that?
Well, we have been. We've been running the story.
I'll listen to you.
Okay. Well, actually, we have been following that story. We reported it the day that it broke. And again, this is coming from somebody who claims to be the doctor at the hospital ER where Seth Rich came on in. He's trying to remain anonymous. I don't know how successful he's going to be. But that coincides with the other report that we got from the police department itself, that Seth Rich was, in fact, still alive, conscious, when the police found him. And you would imagine that probably the police said, who did this? And Seth Rich may have said something in reply. It certainly is not in the police report. And the videos from the police officer's body cameras are missing. So, yeah, this looks like... Well, Seth Rich has earned his place on the Clinton dead body list. And that is certainly getting a renewed interest because of Seth Rich. And, of course, there were a couple of other very bizarre deaths during this last political season. Alrighty, getting on back to the news in Europe. Apparently, Spain is dealing with Catalonia's desire for independence. Spain was demanding Catalonia, the independence people, come on in and debate it in parliament. Catalonia said, no, we're not going to do it. In fact, we're going to declare independence. We're not even going to hold a referendum. We know that everybody here wants to get on out. So they're moving forward. They've drafted an independence bill to break away from Spain. It's going to be their version of the Declaration of Independence. And the only question is, are we going to see Spain go to war with Catalonia? Like, we need another war. I need to come up with a little graphic that just shows everywhere in the world where there's actual armed conflict taking place right now, and I'll bet you it's going to be pretty much everywhere. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is now out there deciding that he has enough money to join the club of the very rich who will shape our future for us, even though we have not voted for him to do so. And he's saying there needs to be a global superstructure to advance humanity under a totalitarian control. And, of course, he feels that Facebook is going to be the vehicle for that. And this may be his reaction to the fact that people are starting to turn away from Facebook over its very obvious and overt attempts to censor content and to decide for us what we will see, read, and hear. Now, getting on to gun rights, a little bit of an interesting statistic. Apparently, carry permits for firearms across the United States have now exceeded 15 million. There are over 15 million carry permits nationwide, plus the 13 constitutional carry states. And this is definitely pushing us back to the restoration of the Second Amendment. And by the way, there has not been this sudden outbreak of gunfights in the streets that the gun grabbers insisted would happen if you let law-abiding citizens carry guns. In fact, everywhere that concealed carry is allowed or constitutional carry is allowed, crime goes down. That's always been the case. Where is the highest street crime and murder rate taking place? In those cities and states with strict gun control. Chicago first and foremost. The gun crime is out of control because only the criminals have the guns. And there was an object lesson a few years ago, actually more than a few years ago, down in Kennesaw, Georgia. I'll tell you about Kennesaw when we come back from these commercials.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And some years back, there was a town in Georgia, Kennesaw, and like many other towns, they had crime going on, burglaries, that kind of thing. And the city council got together, and they voted through a city ordinance saying that every home in Kennesaw had to have a firearm. And crime plummeted. And crime is always going to go down when the criminals understand that most, if not all, of their potential victims are armed. Now, the gun grabbers don't like that. They want a safe work environment for the criminals to rob and rape and steal and do whatever it is they're doing. Which is why I've often said that anti-gun is pro-crime. We're going to take a phone call here. Jim in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Long-time listener. I don't call very often, maybe once every 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But listen, I've been hearing you say for years that you and Claire would like to leave Hawaii.
Yes.
And you have... you know, talked about going back to the West Coast and all. But there's an area that you might want to consider, and that is East Central Alabama.
Okay.
The economy here is great, man. We actually do have a 4.5% unemployment rate. The the people that do the hiring for the manufacturing around here cannot find enough people. The housing market here is fantastic. I live in a subdivision out in the country, and in the last 2 years, they've built over 40 new houses, and they've all been sold before they were finished.
Well, it's good to hear that you're doing well in that part of the country. And I know some parts of the country are still doing well. What concerns me is how many parts of the country are doing very, very badly and how that condition is spreading. And by the way, just to sort of correct things, Claire and I have no intention of going back to California. What we would like to do is maybe someplace like Indiana, where the housing prices are much lower than what we're having to pay here. And we'd be close to family. Claire has family in Indiana. I have family in the New England area. But, you know, coming from here in Hawaii, if we get rid of all of our junk and even just taking the essentials, like Claire's harp, we're still looking at $20,000, $25,000. And that means, you know, we're going to leave our car behind because it's not worth taking. But all the estimates we've got from the moving people, it's still $20,000, $25,000. To get us back to the mainland. And that's basically just taking the computers and a couple of pieces of furniture and basically selling or throwing away the rest and having to restart from scratch at the other end. And it is rather amazing. But Claire and I have become what are known as Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii, but we don't have the dough to leave.
Hmm. Well, anybody else who's listening, you know, and is looking to relocate, this is, Alabama's not that bad. I mean, I lived here for about 7 years. In the area here in Auburn, Opelika, the police are friendly. They're not off the chain killing somebody every other week. And, you know, it's really not too bad here. So, you know, for anybody out there listening and you're looking to relocate or looking for a job, check into East Central Alabama on the I-84 or I-85 corridor. It's not too bad.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a beautiful part of the country. I mean, I'm originally from the eastern part of the country, and so I know what it's like back there. And, yes, it was a thrill to come out here and live in Hawaii, and we didn't think it was going to be as permanent as it turned out to be, but we would like to find a much less expensive place to live, but at the moment we're just barely getting by. We're trying to just deal with our debts you know, I'll be honest. When Trump won, I thought this would be the beginning of the rise of the independent media, and there'd be a lot more money coming into it. But now the corporate media is literally at war with us. They're going after our advertisers. And so it's a very ugly time here, but who knows what the future will bring. Thanks for the call, Jim. We're going to let you go and take time for a commercial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to Donald Trump's travels to Saudi Arabia, the White House just issued a statement joint with Saudi Arabia saying it is necessary to maintain Syria whole and united, and they're saying the conflict must be solved through political means with the country's unity and territorial integrity maintained. That is a major policy shift from the U.S. side, which was talking about carving off safe zones and a new Kurdistan. And I'm wondering just exactly where that came from. But it is a major policy shift, if true. All right. Now then, do you remember the big stink that happened a couple of years ago over the fact that the Nestle company was literally sucking water out from California's aquifers for mere pennies, and it turned out their water permit had expired years ago. It was just years ago, and it was this big stink, and nothing ever really came of it. And it turned out that the Forest Service rather than Nestle, were supposed to maintain the water permits, and they never really did. And it turned out that there was this one individual named Zimmerman who basically played a key role in not letting this get out of control. Well, he's now retired, and he apparently left the Forest Service in good standing. They actually named an award after him, the Zimmerman Community Partnership Award. And now Zimmerman is, in addition to his retirement, he's now a paid consultant for the Nestle company. And Nestle continues to suck the water out, put it in bottles, and sell it back to the people of California. Oh. Now, over in North Dakota, that Dakota Access Pipeline, it's not even fully operational, and it has sprung two more leaks. Leaking oil onto the land, and that was exactly what the concern of the Sioux people were, that it was not going to be safe, that it was going to poison the land, potentially poison the water, not just for their reservation, but downstream as well. And it's happening because they build these things too cheap to maximize profitability. And that has become a curse all over our nation, all over the world. You can have these technologies, and they can be safe, but you can't let the money junkies make the safety decisions, because they'll always cut corners to save a few bucks for their bonuses. We saw that at Fukushima. We saw that at San Onofre. And we certainly are seeing it up in North Dakota. And apparently that seems to also be the case down in Hanford. Because now they've had a second release of radioactivity. Apparently this one was a little more severe. Some of their workers were actually contaminated. They're having to go through the decontamination process, which is not pleasant, because it basically removes having several outer layers of your skin scrubbed off to make sure they get the particles. And remember, there's two ways that radiation is a threat. The first is exposure, but that's over and done with. Contamination is the worst. That's where an actual emitting particle, microscopic, gets under your skin, or you inhale it, or you ingest it, and then it just sits there radiating and radiating and radiating. There's no way to find it, no way to get rid of it, and you suffer the ill effects. But apparently the latest concern, this is being reported over at NNews, is they're conceding that these facilities for the plutonium processing, the process used reactor fuel rods to get bomb stuff out of them, that all of these facilities have not been properly maintained. And these plants are literally falling apart. And of course, Hanford as a whole is the most contaminated place on planet Earth. And I remember when Claire and I were living briefly in Washington State, we knew Hanford was there, but we were upwind and upstream of it. But we were aware it was a problem, and a lot of people talked about it. A lot of people talked about family and friends they had downstream from it who had all kinds of cancers and problems. Somebody needs to come up with a good, effective way to clean that mess up, and they can't, no more than they can clean up Fukushima or Chernobyl or Three Mile Island. Now, apparently, now that we're finally out of the snow, just a week away from the start of summer, Angela Merkel has decided she's going to go on the warpath against the climate change doubters. If you doubt climate change, we're coming after you, you global warming deniers. And again, it's a reminder, this is not science, it's politics. We want to impose a carbon tax on you. We want another justification for deciding how you will live your life to save Mother Earth from global warming. It's like they're absolutely convinced that once June gets here, we will all forget about all this record snow that we had this very, very late spring. But they're still pushing that agenda because they want your money. and they want more control over how you live your life. How many light bulbs you're going to have, how many square feet you're allowed to occupy. Now, getting on back to computers, in addition to Seth Rich leaking the DNC emails, there was this other scandal, sort of came and went. There were these four IT workers in the House of Representatives, and they were fired for improperly accessing the computers of members of the House of Representatives, and they were just sort of shuffled off because there was already too much attention being paid to things like private email servers and the security risks that they posed. Now, according to Blacklisted News, there's a growing concern that members of the House of Representatives are now being blackmailed with information stolen by these four IT workers. And it tells us two things, three things, actually. The first is, yes, members of Congress are doing icky things that they can be blackmailed for. Two, IT security inside the government isn't as great as you would expect it to be, certainly from all the movies and TV shows. And three, that, again, we can't rely on NSA, FBI, CIA to do anything about this. That's also underscored by this other story where apparently over in Russia, the Russian Ministry of Internal Affairs has arrested a hacker group which was installing viruses on smartphones to steal money from customers' bank accounts. And they did succeed in stealing about $900,000. Then the Russian government caught up with them. Going to throw them in jail. Now, why is it that the Russians can find and arrest the cyber criminals and the U.S. government cannot? Because it always does seem that the cyber criminals in this country, they get away with everything. We very rarely hear about the ransomware writers being tracked down and arrested. This does not seem to happen, does it? Over in Dubai, their Dubai's police force now has the first, world's first robot policeman. Now, it's not exactly the RoboCop you saw in the movies, but apparently it just wanders around and it greets people. And it was debuted at this three-day Gulf Information Society Expo and Conference. In other words, it's a gizmo for a convention of gizmo people, the geeks. And so this officer is walking around and greeting people. And I don't know if that's actually any law enforcement authority. But apparently, whatever it does, it's doing enough of them where they're actually going to start bolstering the Dubai police force with these units. In fact, they're saying somewhere down the road, 25% of Dubai's police force are going to be these robotic police officers. And my guess is they're probably going to be best suited for things like guiding crowds or various other things in areas where there's not a lot of violence. I'm sure the technology is still in a very, very early stage. But we have seen some amazing things coming out of Boston Dynamics. They are moving along on that. And it's fun. Robots are a lot of fun. There is a new ransomware out there. And apparently it is using seven different cyber exploits from the U.S. National Security Agency. And the new malware is called Eternal Rocks. And this worm is much more dangerous than WannaCry because it does not have any kind of a kill switch built into it. This one is unstoppable. And it was discovered by a Croatian tech security advisor, and the warning has gone on out. So thank you, NSA, for developing these very, very dangerous cyber weapons and not taking good care of them. This is sort of worm could bring down businesses. WannaCry paralyzed the National Health Service. This could actually bring down computer networks in banks, which gets on back to that earlier caller, saying that if your money is inside a bank's computer and the computer network goes down, how do you get it out? Good time to maybe make sure you got most of your cash at home. Or this could be the beginning of a new virtual 9/11. And who are they going to blame for this one? Oh, it's the North Koreans again. No, it's the Iranians. It's the Russians. We have to go bomb them. Now, maybe years ago, instead of the NSA figuring out how to fill the internet, the routers, smart devices, computers, with all kinds of holes to peek at us through, the NSA would have actually been doing the nation a greater service in devising systems that allow for actually rapid backtracing of anything that is sent to us over the internet to make cybercrime more difficult. Instead, they've made it a lot more easy. There are all these exploits out there that they know of, they will not share, so companies can't plug them. And now their tools are out in the wild being used for all kinds of nefarious purposes. I think that is really seriously a whoopsie. That is a major, major whoopsie. There's going to have to be a dedicated push to improve security and verification of traffic on the internet. One of the methods used to attack servers, including mine, is a DOS attack with spoofed IPs, meaning that the packets are sent on in with randomly chosen IPs as the source so that you can't filter them by IP. If you have 5 million requests come in from a single IP, you can drop that in the filters. But if each packet is coming in with a new made-up IP, very hard to stop. Would be easy to stop if there was built into the internet system something that goes back down the chain of all the hosts it's gone through and verifies that, yes, it really did come from this one originating machine. And if it doesn't, you ignore the packet. There have been suggestions of this kind of security mechanism in the past, and always it's met with, oh, the net can't take the added bandwidth. It would just be too much stress on our internet. Well, how much stress on the internet is being caused by these ransomware worms? And it will get worse. WannaCry was not the first. This one will not be the last. Unless something is actually done, there's going to be major, major problems in the future. And this is where governments, including the U.S. government, and all of these computer intelligence agencies can actually earn their salaries by finding a way to solve this problem. And I'm waiting to see them actually make the effort to do it. Meanwhile, Hawaii's own representative, Tulsi Gabbard, has introduced a bill to permanently end warrantless collection of Americans' emails. Go Tulsi. She runs for president in 2020. She's got my support. All right, let's take a phone call. Kevin in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings from Puget Sound.
It's a lovely, lovely part of the country. Claire and I used to go out sailing there.
80 degrees and a breeze today. Okay, you mentioned something back at the beginning of your show about the Democratic National. There was people trying to get their money back for, you know, contributing to the PAC. I wanted to bring up there's a class action lawsuit that's going on against the Democratic National Committee, and it seeks to prove that they had actively worked against Bernie Sanders. Whether you're for or against, wherever you land on it, it's just that they manipulated. Their argument is that they have the right to rig the election. But here's where the story really gets tied into the Seth Rich deal. They hired a process server to serve the Democratic National Committee. And also, there was a group that came along that wanted to do a documentary on it. So they recorded the gentleman doing the processor server doing his job. The guy ended up dead. He's dead.
Yes.
The family found him in his apartment. He was a reputable process server. They found him with three different types of drugs in his system. He was not a known drug user, but it's just another body count to it. And so their first move in court was is that they said that they wanted to challenge the process server, not knowing, the lawyers did not know that it had been filmed and that, you know, it had already been documented and the rest of it. So this is the lengths that the Democratic Party will go to clean house. But people have to remember, it's not just the Democratic Party. They are in as tight as two fleas on a dog with groups like the AFL-CIO. There's other groups and action committees that are tied to them that when these people...
Hey, Kevin, yes. Sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. We're still talking with Kevin in Washington State. We're talking about Sean Lucas, who was a gentleman who actually served the Democratic Party and Debbie Wasserman Schultz for this class action lawsuit regarding the fact that the Democratic National Committee threw the nomination to Hillary Clinton, and they wanted the lawsuit to be delayed until after the November election, and they tried to claim that they were not properly served. And, of course, Sean Lucas wasn't there to testify, yes, I served them on thus and such a day, but there was a video made. There was a video made of the service being done. They still managed to keep the lawsuit out of the corporate media. And again, as Kevin was saying, the Democrats are literally trying to defend themselves from the class action lawsuit by saying that the Democratic National Committee has the right to overrule the voters or ignore the voters and just decide what candidate they want. And that is not exactly by the rules. Moreover, it's going to be insulting to the Democratic rank and file, who think the Democratic National Committee is supposed to be representing their wishes in the election. And that certainly did not happen. And that may be why support for the Democratic Party is plummeting right now. Because all of those people who supported Bernie Sanders, they're not going to be sending in money to the Democratic National Committee anymore. They're going to be looking for someplace else to do what they're doing. So, Kevin, does that about sum it up?
It does. And, Mike, I would like to say, if I could, there's a very good video on YouTube that has hyperlinks to the case and the background on it. The title of it is Shocking, Democrats Argue Their Right to Keep Rigging Elections. And one other thing, if I may, there was years ago there was a case that came up against the news organizations accusing them of lying, and it came back that they're not there to have to tell you the truth. And I would say to anybody out there, just remember what it is on the. We used to be able to take things at face value. None of this is face value. And I'm bringing this up not as a Democrat. I'm an independent, and I think people have to realize when Donald Trump got elected, there were just as many people that said anybody but Hillary. And so it wasn't that people were for Donald Trump. It was just anybody but Hillary. And
well, that was kind of my attitude. That was kind of my... Yeah. If Bernie Sanders had won the nomination, I probably would have supported him.
Well, you know, Mike, I guess it goes back to this whole deal that is what is on the face value, you know, you send your money into something like the Clinton Foundation, you know, where 97% of it was kept. And, you know, the people in Haiti never got the money. So, you know, at this point, the knowledge is out there. And so we stop being victims to all of this, and we actually start being volunteers to it because the information is there, Mike. And you keep up the good work. Even though we got the same weather you got in Hawaii, have a blessed day, okay?
All right, thank you. Well, it's a little warmer here in Hawaii than it is where you are. There's the music. Time for the end of the show. I got to go talk to Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, share what you learn here with everybody that you know, and we just need to keep putting the truth on out there and keep pushing back against those liars. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.